right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Pale Carnations, so let's get started. You seem pretty flexible, right? Ready when you are. Given the go-ahead, Veronica began to stretch a protracted leg towards her core. A display of finesse to whet the viewer's imagination. At least that's what I had in mind when I suggested it. Eventually, her long, thick leg was pulled flush against her torso in an impressive display of elasticity. I was honestly a little shocked that a woman so tall could be that flexible. How's that? Just imagine all the other ways I can bend. Don't forget to put your money on me this weekend, alright? While Veronica may not have the sexual temerity of Felicia or Rosalind's soft femininity, she does have her opponents beat when it comes to willpower. That's my limited take for the upcoming challenge. Yo, hold up, new guy. On my way back to Kathleen's office to deliver the footage, I was stopped by a certain irreverent bartender. Coming back from digging up graves or whatever that soul-sucking crypt keeper has you doing? Something like that. You know Harper, right? Yeah, we've met. Sort of. Hello? I was just telling her about a show my band is playing over at the Ass Pole. The Ass Pole? This Thursday night, you know it? Asshole? No, Asp Hole, you idiot. Sorry, never heard of it. That's not important. Come see us play. You tell them you're here because of our band and you'll get a free drink on the house. Plus, they're more likely to invite us back. Do a girl a favor. Seeing a fucking metal band? I mean, it's obvious she's got some kind of black metal. Is that Moon Sorrow? I've listened to a few of their records. Sure, sounds like fun anyway, but when you put it that way, how can I refuse? Well, you could be like Lame Jacob. Motherfucker said he has a bedtime on the night he's off. Can you believe that? What is he, an old man? It'd be like that sometimes. Could be a military habit. Thanks a ton. I'll text you the details later. Don't worry, we're gonna blow the roof off the place. You'll be thanking me one day when you get to brag about seeing us live before we were famous. I'll be there too, Hannah. I could use a night of loud noise. Couldn't we all? Good. I'll see you two later. I got something to talk about with August. Well, bye! Harper awkwardly left in a hurry. Did I do something to weird her out? Oh well, I should turn this footage into Miss Pullman and see if Ian can take me home. I hope she's still here. This place is too big for me to reliably find her. Who is it? Kathleen's voice carried clearly through the door with a song-style cadence. She's like, who is it? Something like that. It's Grim. I've finished Veronica's profile. Already? Come in! I'm not interrupting anything, am I? No, I'm just introducing this prissy bitch to her future adoring fans. Leave the camera on the table. You can go home. I don't think I need you for anything else today. Yeah, okay. One thing. What is it? Make it quick. You're killing the mood here. Has Ian finished yet? No, he hasn't come by. Is that all? Great, guess I'm stuck waiting around unless I want to take a train. I'll be going now. Oh, and good work today, I'm sure. You two have fun, heh. I said stupidly. Hang in there, Felicia. I stupidly made a show of support. Heh. See you later, Grim. Stupid girl, focus on the camera lens, not over there. Bye. That wasn't even all that shocking to me, was it? I'll go wait and... Oh, excuse me. I'll go wait at the bar until Ian finishes. It wasn't long until my friend made his reappearance and we headed back to my new apartment. Getting closer in this thing, guys. Later that night, after a pleasant evening featuring a bad movie, some not-so-great Chinese takeout, and some light review of my studies, I was fast asleep. Operative word being was. A loud noise violently plucked me from my slumber. What the hell was that? Is that footsteps? What the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck? Someone's downstairs, giggling. Am I being robbed? Considering this place is club property, who the hell knows who has access to it? Fucking idiot. I should have changed the locks. Springing into action, I clumsily rolled off the bed looking for something, anything that would work well as an improvised weapon. No. Definitely not. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. The ping pong paddle being the last, excuse me, the best option potentially standing between me and danger, I gripped the ad-lib cudgel so tight that my knuckles turned white. The clacking of footsteps grew slighter, until finally petering out with the sound of a door closing shut. Did they leave? Doing my best to keep low, crawling on my hands and knees to get a better look at the apartment. Peering through the railing, I paused to let my eyes carefully scan the darkness. Having only been here a little over a week, the geography of the place hadn't quite become ingrained in my mind yet. Not enough to pick out inconsistencies in the dark, at least. Doors closed. I went to take a closer look. Someone's in the bathroom. A light beamed from the crack in the door. I should try and make a dash for it and call the police. But what if it's August or Charles or somebody really important connected to the club? Getting the police involved might not be a smart idea. I hadn't really considered the consequences of working for the club, the fact that it could limit me on relying on the police. I'm part of a criminal enterprise now. What the fuck, Grim? Shit, I gotta be sure of the situation first. I reached for the door handle, a piece of wood separating me from the unknown. On the other side, I could hear heavy, frantic breathing. Okay, who's ever on the other side? I should look like I mean business. Yeah. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go! Sliding the door open, I blitz my way past the mouth of the bedroom. Bathroom, rather, guys. Ready to bring down ping-pong-laced justice. Only to find a strange woman parked against the bathtub, my womanizing friend's head planted squarely between her thighs. Killian, either too drunk or too engrossed in his task, didn't notice or care, his lady friend on the other hand. Eee! Who the fuck are you? That's a good question, lady. Why did you pick my place to screw around? What's wrong with your apartment? Mina's there. Best I could gather after sending Ian's lady friend home was that he thought he'd just use my new place as a fuck pad. Part of me wanted to bitch at him for the invasion of privacy, startling the hell out of me, and just the lack of general common sense, but... Honestly, it probably wouldn't stick, even if he wasn't two sheets to the wind about now. Give me your feet. Huh? I can just go home. Mina's waiting. I'm not letting you leave. I'm not letting you drive home plastered. Now give me your feet. Sure thing, honey. Heh, you'll make a good wife someday. Other one, please. Do you want me to call Mina? No! Then shut up. I'm kind of pissed right now. Yeah, lighten up. It's the club's apartment. I got you the job, remember? Listen here, it's my home now, and you know what? Never mind. You won't remember this in the morning anyway. Not a thing! Just sleep it off, alright? Hey, Grim, what is it now? Sorry for the trouble. What are friends for? Good The next morning, Killian was gone, having evaporated as suddenly as he appeared the previous night. In his place was a plate of breakfast, probably meant as a small token of apology. It's cold. My day's looking pretty open. I don't have anything I need to do or any place I need to be. I'm effectively on call to the Carnation Club, I think. Despite it being explained to me, I'm not really sure when the actual work part will start happening. My dick won't quit. I guess I didn't really get any release yesterday, despite... Veronica's display of flexibility drawing her long, muscular leg back and giving the camera a good glimpse of the womanly flower in between. The sudden recollection just added fuel to the fire. Maybe I should avail myself of the club's services sometime. Dahlia mentioned that if I ever needed any of the house girl's services to give her a call. That'd be taking advantage though, wouldn't it? I guess I'll just take care of it, Mike. Put a pin in that thought. Mina? Hello? Grim, it's Mina, Ian's girl. You don't have to explain who you are. Mina, how are you? Well, I'm fine. A little stood up at the moment. Sorry to bother you, but do you know where Ian is? We were supposed to go shopping today, but he hasn't turned up. He didn't come home last night either. I'm getting a little worried. Well, that's because he was too busy getting blasted and giving out free face rides to strange women. No. Don't worry about Ian. He... He got a little drunk last night and I had to take the car keys. He slept it off at my place. Probably best if I leave out the bathroom cunnilingus. I thought about calling you, but it was pretty late. When I woke up, he'd already left. Don't know where he is now. Probably forgot he had plans, knowing him. Ugh, that does sound like him. There goes my day. So you're not free, are you? You wouldn't want to sit around bored while a cute girl tries on clothes? Maybe grab a bite to eat? Honestly, that doesn't sound too bad, but should I really hang out with Mina without Ian being around? He might get the wrong idea. Then again, I'm not the one who had my face drunkenly buried and not my girlfriend snatched last night. If I agree, maybe Mina and I could become friends. Then again, perhaps it's best if she remains just my friend's girlfriend. I'm actually not doing jack squat today, so that sounds fun, Mina. Thank you for inviting me. Yay! A shrill, jubilant cry emitted from my phone speaker. I'll pick you up then. Just text me your address. Oh, and lunch is my treat today as a thank you for keeping me company. A cute model is paying for my lunch? Awesome. Lunch took us to a familiar place. I'm surprised you wanted to come here. Why do you say that, Grim? It's kind of a greasy place. Hey, don't you start on me too. Ian's always snipping at me with comments about eating and gaining weight. Sorry, I didn't mean it that way. Just that a pretty girl like you in a place like this sticks out like a sore thumb. Ah, well, it's not like I'm famous or anything. I don't really get any kind of big work. Heck, I wouldn't even call it regular work. I have 100% confidence that'll change someday soon. It wasn't a line, I really did mean that. Mina was cute and bubbly, but she could also pull off sexy well. I honestly couldn't imagine her toiling as a struggling actress for long. I actually have an audition coming up, that's why I wanted to go shopping today. I need to find something to wear. That's awesome, I hope you get the role. Thanks, Ian is gonna help me rehearse for it. Have you ever seen him try to act? He's awful, but he tries for my sake. Sometimes... Thanks for coming out with me again. Heh. Mina was quick to hide her momentary lapse in cheer, overriding it with an upbeat smile. I didn't have anything to do today, so stop mentioning it. Right, that was the last time, I promise. A prominent lull fell over the conversation. You know, this kind of feels a little lopsided. I've heard so many stories about you from Ian, but you don't really know anything about me, I bet. Stories before high school, she means. I don't really get Ian's fixation with that time in our life. Go ahead, ask me some questions about myself. It's only fair. Plus, not like I don't like being the center of attention, hee hee. Well, there has been one question that has been percolating in my head ever since we first met. Namely, what does a nice girl like her see in a blatant womanizer like my friend? I probably shouldn't ask that, though, lest I end up offending her. Probably should pick something more benign. Have you always wanted to be a model and actress? Nope, I actually wanted to be a marine biologist growing up. You were a weird dolphin girl? No, don't make fun of me. Anyway, in high school, I started modeling as a part-time job for stuff like teen magazines and fashion outlet catalogs, and I learned to love it. But some of it's boring. Tons of sitting, a lot of preening, but then there's these, bursts. Bursts of action, having to swap through dozens of poses back-to-back. All these spotlights and rim lights harshly bearing down on you. The machine gun rapid clicks of the camera as it takes photo after photo. I love it. It's so easy to forget about yourself and your troubles during a shoot. All the while through Mina's impassioned explanation, a genuine smile found itself spread on her lips. It was radiant and natural, unlike the deliberate one she seems to always default to. That actually sounds really exciting. To be honest, I always just thought people wanted to be models because of the fame and glamour, but it sounds like you really enjoy the procedure. Procedure? I like that. That's a good way of putting it. Having passion for what you do is a very attractive trait for a woman, but should I say as much? It couldn't come across as me hitting on her. So what are you auditioning for? Oh, it's just a dumb role in a silly TV soap opera. Nothing you'd know. It's called Loving Days in Lafayette. Hey, work's work, right? I've heard that acting on those daily programs is pretty breakneck work. I bet it'll be a good chance to develop all kinds of skills. Heh heh, that's a great way of looking at it. At any rate, I'll have to get the part first and, well, we'll see. I'll have to find a new gym if I get the part as well. My membership for my last one ran out last week and I don't want to renew. That place is brimming with pervs. Anyway, I'm counting on you to help me pick out the perfect dress for the occasion. Don't let me down. I suddenly feel a lot of pressure. For the next 5 minutes, we made light conversation as we finished our lunch before moving onto a clothes searching expedition. We went from shop to shop, after shop to yet another shop. Mina had found many things to purchase, more than I thought would have fit in her tiny car, but the one particular outfit for her audition remained elusive, or so she said. Before I knew it, a few hours have passed. I'm starting to think that Ian's forgetfulness might have been of the mere convenient variety. Don't worry, I have the feeling that this is going to be the store. They have the best selection. Why didn't we start here then? Well, I'm not in any rush, so take your time, I said in spite of myself. Welcome to Kitty Callen. Is there anything I can assist you with today? The store clerk, pulled away from whatever magazine she was reading when we entered, got up and greeted us with the bearing of someone who's worked in customer service for years. I'm looking for something cute or sexy to wear to an audition. I don't know quite which yet. I can help with that. Allow me to take you around the store to pick out and accessorize a few outfits. That'd be helpful, thanks. If he wants, your boyfriend can have a seat in the back while we look. We have some chairs next to the dressing rooms. Why don't you do that, Grim? This might take a while. I think I'll do that, then. Excusing myself, I made a beeline towards the dressing room and found a seat. I hope this is the last store. Not that I mind the company of a woman like Mina. Definitely beats sitting around that way too big for me apartment and jerking it. I think I'll shut my eyes for a moment. Boyfriend, I guess neither of us cared enough to correct her. Grim? A warm, light touch caressed my cheek. That feels nice. Hey, Grim, wake up! Mina had switched tactics on me, trading a gentle caress for a more vigorous prodding. Ugh, sorry, I must have accidentally drifted off. I got a little less sleep last night than I would have liked. Sorry if I took too long, hee-hee. I found a few options, though. Could I model them for you and get your opinion? I'd love to see them, but I don't really think I know what'll catch a casting director's eye. Ooh, I think you do. It's not like it's complicated. Just give me your opinion as a man. Well, I'm certainly qualified to do that, heh. Great, I'll be out in a jiffy. With a sing-song declaration, Mina disappeared behind the dressing room's partition. Ah! I'm gonna sleep good tonight. Hey, Grim, what's Ian's uncle like? Dr. Chuck, you mean? Why do you want to know? I've never actually met him, but Ian's always running off at the oddest times to help him with something or another. This is getting kind of slippery. I should feel out what Mina knows before I accidentally tell her something contrary to what she's been told or let slip something about the club. Well, what has Ian told you about him? He said that... Yeah, damn, Zipper. He said that his uncle owned a dusty old jazz piano bar. Yeah, I've been there. Dusty is one way to describe it. Thing is... perfect fit. Thing is, he never wants to take me. I said a jazz bar sounds cool and he tells me it's just a boring place for old farts to reminisce about the old days and pretend like they're cool. Anyway, I just want to know what kind of person he is. He seems pretty important to Ian. He's an interesting guy. He's really loud for one and he laughs a lot. Smart too, he used to be an aerospace engineer. It made him a ton of money as far as I can tell. I used to go on vacations with Ian's family when we were in middle school. Dr. Chuck was one of the few people that treated me warmly. He's decent folk. That is what I'd always believed, at least. Now I'm experiencing a bit of cognitive dissonance there. Deep down, I'm not so sure, but when I compare the image of Dr. Chuck, the jovial physics club advisor, and uncle to my friend, and Dr. Chuck, part owner of the Carnation Club, a place where women do degrading things for the entertainment of a bunch of old assholes. Could both images be authentic and true at the same time? He sounds like a nice guy. I hope to meet him one day. Alright, all finished. Ta-da! What do you think? This is the more professional-looking option. Mina gave herself a little spin to emphasize the skirt's hip line. You know you're pretty good at wearing clothes. You should do that for a job. Aha, very funny, Grim. Tell me what you think. What I think, well... I like the way the blouse looks on you. It's professional looking, but it shows off your toned arms nicely. I'm not so sure that's the reaction I was looking for from a man. Let's see how you like the other two outfits. Be right back. So, what do you do besides modeling? What do you mean? You said your work wasn't regular. I was just wondering if you worked as a waitress or something. That's what struggling actors and models do, right? No, I go part-time to school, but I'm fortunate enough not to have to work. You could say my parents are pretty well off. She sounded kind of embarrassed about it. What are you studying? I haven't really picked a major yet. I don't really know what I want to do. I just know I should have something to fall back on if acting doesn't work out. My mom says a college for a girl like me should be less about building a career and more about finding myself a well-to-do husband. Can you believe that? Who the hell still talks like that in this day and age? Before I had a chance to answer, Mina had reappeared in front of me. Gah, it makes me so angry. Well, it sounds like you're doing the smart thing about your future. Thank you. Well, what do you think about this one? This is the cuter of the three, in my opinion. Once again, Mina did a little spin to let me get a good look at the back. What are my thoughts here? I like it. It projects the girl next door sort of look, which depending on the role you're auditioning for might have to help a casting director see just how well you'll fit. You might be right. The part I'm auditioning for is a college student, so this does seem kind of appropriate. Let me get your opinion on the last one before I make a decision. With that, she disappeared behind the partition a third time, accidentally leaving the door ajar. Instinctively, I reached out to close it before I could realize what it might look like to Mina or any outside observers. Ah! I was stopped in place by a glimpse of the naked flesh of Mina's back as she removed the top of her pink jacket ensemble. Not like I didn't get a fair look at her a couple weeks ago when we played that drinking game, but I gotta admit, the accidental glimpse adds something lurid to the equation. I should probably just shut the door and stop looking. Yeah, let's not be a creepy asshat with no respect for a woman's privacy. So, are you a film buff too? What do you mean? Well, Ian likes all those old Italian murder movies. The ones where the killers wear black gloves, yeah? Yeah, those. No, not really, though. I think you can thank my mother for getting him interested in those. She used to let us watch them as kids, but they were never really my thing. They never let plot get in the way of their stories, she always said. Me? I just like dumb action movies where people get thrown out windows. Me too. Give me a gruff, reluctant hero, some big lug of a villain, car chases, and exploding buildings any day of the week. Die Hard is the best film ever. That or Terminal Action. What? The Samson Garcia one? You like that shitty movie? Me too. You know, I've actually met him once. For real? Yeah, he lives in town. He gave a speech at my university. The man really loves talking about himself. While I was not so truthfully recounting my run-in with the has-been Carnation Club patron, Mina appeared before me for a third time. I have a feeling you'll be a fan of this one. What do you think? This is the sexiest of the three options. A vivid image of a cartoon wolf whistling materialized in my head. She had emerged from the dressing room looking like a race queen. She gave me a better look at the back. This looks great on you, I said without hesitation. Yeah, but which one do you think I should wear at the audition? What's the role exactly? I'm gonna be playing a college student who's having an affair with her professor. I'd go with the second outfit, the girl next door look. Why that one? I think it'll help the casting director envision you in the role more easily. You'll look the part. You make a good point. I think I'll go with that one. Thanks for your opinion, Grim. I'm glad I brought you along. I owe you one. No, you don't. You're pleasant company, and I'm having fun. Nope. I'll definitely pay you back one day. All right, I'll go change back into my clothes, and then we can check out. Will this be all for today, miss? Back at the register, Mina was paying for a new outfit. That'll be $309. Excuse me, for a single outfit? Yep, that'll be it. Thank you so much for your help earlier. As I was distracted by the difference in our lifestyles, I failed to notice the click-clacking of rapidly approaching heels. Boo! Guess who, stud? A pair of hands clamped themselves over my eyes, followed by a familiar voice. A voice belonging to... Fancy running into you here, Felicia. It's a small city. Nice to see you, Felicia. Oh? Felice, good to see you. You too, girl, although I must say I'm surprised. To find the two of you together, alone. Hehe, Grim moves fast, doesn't he? And with his friend's woman, too? Although I must say I didn't expect you to be the kind of girl to play around. Stop projecting, slut. Grim was kind enough to keep me company today after Ian disappeared on me. For real? Again? You know, with your looks, you could have any man wrapped around your finger. I don't know why you waste your time on immature boys. You're starting to sound like my mother. About as old as her, too. Yeesh, kitten has claws. Sorry. No harm done. I know you mean well. I feel like I just experienced the emotional up and down of a three-act play in the span of a minute. The clerk, who had been waiting for a break in conversation to make her move, finally spoke. It's nice to see you today, Miss Ford. We have your monthly order ready. Shall I go get it? Please do. With that, the clerk disappeared into the back. I'm glad I ran into you, Grim. This saves me the trouble of calling you. I wanted to ask you out to dinner as way of an apology. Apology? For what? I feel a little bad about surprising you the other day, despite knowing about our mutual connection to that place. Felicia not so deftly played the pronoun game, likely for Mina's benefit. Huh? No fair, you guys got a secret. What do you say, you want to go out tomorrow night? Felicia's a wild card, having dinner with her might be fun. Then again, maybe it'd be best if I decline and limit my interaction with her to solely the club. Getting involved with a Carnation could be problematic down the road. Yeah, sure. Despite her involvement with the club, I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy spending time with her. Plus, who would turn down the chance to score with a beautiful woman? Ah, Miss Ford, we had a little ordering issue with the sizing of one of the items. Would you like to try it on, or should I just remove it from the order? I'll see if it fits first. It was nice running into you two. You two lovebirds don't get into too much trouble without me, okay? As for Grim, I'll see you tomorrow night, stud. I'm a little confused about some of that, but I gather you two have become pretty close. That's great. Just be careful not to get hurt, Grim. She's married, you know. Oh, I know. Normally I'd have a problem with that, but her husband's a... Yuck. What I'm trying to say is, just don't get any big ideas about her. Where is this coming from? What do you mean? The two of you are my friends. It's only natural to be concerned about either of you. Thanks, Mina. Thanks for looking out. Of course. I'll drive you home now if you don't mind. I've got to be at my folks for a dumb dinner thing later. Sure, let me carry your bags. I gotta get a car of my own. Thanks again for today. You said you'd stop it with that. You said you'd stop it with that, remember? What can I say? I'm a little liar. You didn't know that about me? Mina struck an innocent-looking pose, one that, if she were so inclined, could be used for terrible evil against men. I'll keep that in mind for the future. Heh. Well, I hope your audition goes well. You'll let me know? Of course, you'll be the first I call. Anyway, I should go. Aw, come here. With a sprightly hop, Mina launched herself into me with abandon, pressing her soft body firmly into mine. She smelled of an oddly pleasant mixture of lavender shampoo and sweat. Man, she's warm and soft. This is nice. After 10 or so seconds, the hug came to an end. Heh, I see you're a hugging person, too. See you around, Grim. Alright, and with that, guys, we're gonna quit it for this week. So, I've got some things I gotta talk about. I planned a lot more, but it didn't happen. So, first of all, I got Burger King on Sunday from DoorDash, and I got food poisoning, and it fucked me up. I ran to the bathroom about 8 to 10 times, and then about 3 o'clock in the morning, I had the worst stomach pains I'd ever had in my life. I mean, I've had stomach aches before, but nothing like this. It was really, really bad. They finally ended at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, I did my best, and I basically slept for a little bit, and then took a Benadryl and slept some more. And I got up at 6, watched a movie, ate really bland foods. I've had to eat nothing but bland foods. So, I had some rice, and then I had some pasta, and that's literally all I've been eating so far. And then after that, of course, I got my money back from the situation. I actually had to bring the legal people from DoorDash, because they wanted to know if I had to get hospitalized. Which, I'm not gonna lie, guys, it was that bad that I almost did get hospitalized. And then at that rate, I would have actually been able to sue Burger King. Yeah, that's real, guys. Like, you get food poisoning from... like, actual unprepared food or badly prepared food, yeah, you can sue. So I got real close, because they had the health and safety and legal department of DoorDash there talking with me. And I was like, holy crap. So, after that, guys, I was playing a game, because I was feeling a little better. And I started playing Daymare 94, and of course, it was running a little hot. And I was like, well, you know, maybe it's time to replace the thermal paste. It's been a while, so I did. And it took me a while because, yeah, thermal paste, or the paste I bought just ain't good paste. I don't like it. And anyway, I did the thing. I basically put all the thermal paste on. And then I don't know, I had new settings. It basically said that, oh, you have a new CPU. So I turned on the easy tuning, which you really don't want to do. Because it set my computer into an endless boot, and I had to go in there, take the computer apart again, touch the two, the little two pins with a screwdriver, redo the whole damn thing, hook everything back up with the computer, and now everything is fine. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning by the time I got done with all that. So I said, well, I've got to give you guys at least the full round that we do. So what I'll do tomorrow is I'll do the hentai as normal, but I'll also add Mia and the Lust Theory so we can continue with the Halloween thing. But I'm not doing anything right now, guys. Maybe I'll do the Halloween thing in a few minutes. Just I'm kind of peckish right now, I guess you could say. I'm going to eat some more bland food, and hopefully things will be a little better for me. But yeah, man, you got to be careful. Like, people just don't prepare food right, and you get sick, like very sick. That is not a good sick, guys. I would not wish those stomach pains on anyone. All right, guys, so at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more pale carnations and hopefully a better feeling Grimm. You guys could tell I was out of it. Sorry, I'm out.